The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Walls are closing in on the Democrats and everyone's feeling it. CNN, MSNBC, and most especially the Democrat Party itself. Another domino has fallen. First, it was the stunning betrayal that has Democrat leadership scrambling behind closed doors, rewriting talking points, and searching for exit strategies. But then, what just happened literally hours ago just exposed the entire foundation of the Democrats' strategy as a house of cards imploding in real time. And everyone's admitting it. Democrats, the legacy media, it's all coming crashing down along with the inevitable demise of the Democrat Party itself. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patriot professor, enjoying yet another glorious day in the golden age that you made possible back on November the 5th. So if you want a front row seat on how you are changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Yesterday, we reported on a massive, scandalous betrayal of the Democrat Party by none other than the American Federation of Government Employees. They represent over 800,000 federal workers. They are rabid partisan Democrats. They openly endorse both Biden and Cackles Kamala. But not this time. They blindsided the Democrats by coming out and publicly siding with Trump and the Republicans. AFG President Everett Kelly published a statement imploring Democrats to give in and pass a clean continuing resolution and end this shutdown immediately. No half measures, no gamesmanship, pass the very clean CER that you've thus far refused to vote for and reopen this government now. It was beyond anything the Democrats could have predicted. One of the most loyal constituencies of the American left publicly demanding that Schumer and Jeffries surrender immediately. It was beyond astonishing. Well, gang, as of today, yet another domino has fallen. The American Bankers Association, representing 95% of U.S. banks, has issued a public statement with nearly identical language demanding that the Democrats pass a clean continuing resolution and reopen the government as of today. And again, the dominoes just continued to fall. America's credit unions followed suit. Then came the Independent Community Bankers of America, warning that the ongoing government shutdown threatens to harm economic growth and Main Street economies. And they are, like all the others, calling for the immediate passage of the very clean CR that the Democrats have been voting against. Now, you'll notice the pattern here. These aren't fringe groups. These aren't radically partisan extremist organizations. Well, I mean, obviously, the Federal Workers Union is a Democrat front. But that said, and they turned around and betrayed them to boot. But that said, the banks, the credit unions, these are establishment institutions that typically try to stay out of politics. But when they do get into politics, it's very interesting from a cultural vantage point. When they do get into politics, it's usually when they feel like the winds are blowing in a particular direction. This is why they all went woke over the last 4 years. That's where they thought the cultural winds were going to be blowing for the foreseeable future. Obviously, they were wrong. Obviously, they've all backtracked now that nobody wants to get Bud Lighted. So what's happening now that they've come out and entered into these culture wars, these partisan political issues right now? What does that suggest? All of these financial institutions feel that the winds are blowing in one clear singular direction, and it most certainly ain't in the direction of the Democrats. They are openly recognizing that the Democrats are on the losing side of this. They are losers, and they're not alone. The banks are not alone. The legacy media knew going into this that this was going to be an uphill battle for the Democrats. They were willing to carry their water, as they always do, for the first few weeks of the shutdown in the hopes of drawing an unforced error on the part of the Republicans. It didn't happen. And so here we are in week five. In order to save face and maintain what little credibility they still have, the legacy media is being forced to call the Democrats to heel. Case in point, watch this astonishing exchange on CNN between Jake Tapper and Democrat Representative Melanie Stansberry.
Should the Democratic senators from New Mexico, your home state, vote to open the government so that these SNAP funds are not at risk?
Let me be clear. The administration is choosing to starve American children with money that they already have appropriated.
I'm not applauding
this
their tactics.
The White House. Well, this is a choice by the White House.
This is also, Congresswoman, this is also a choice by Senate Democrats to
not
vote to open the government. Yes, it is. I understand why they're doing it. They're doing it because they want Medicaid funds restored. They're doing it because they want Obamacare premiums to be extended past the end of the year. I understand the reasoning.
Sir, let me just be clear. The money for contingency plans is sitting there. That is why the states are suing. The White House is withholding funds from
children. 2 to 3 weeks worth of SNAP funds. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it may not be a big deal to you, but let me tell you.
It is a big deal to me.
For the grandparents. For grandparents that literally are feeding their children,
my point is that it's a short-term solution.
Those accounts,
it's a short-term.
At the end of the day, people need to be able to feed their families, and Saturday is when those funds run out.
If you feel so strongly, Congresswoman, why not ask the Senate Democrats from New Mexico to vote to open the government so that the SNAP funds.
Sir, I am here in the House of Representatives. It is shut down. I am fighting to get the government reopened. I am fighting to get funding put back into SNAP that is already existent. And I am fighting for the American people. I am here. But show me a single Republican that is here. Not a single one is here to make sure that Americans are fed on Saturday. That is why I am here.
Democratic Congresswoman Melanie Stansberry from New Mexico.
Even CNN recognizes the jig is up. You did not see interviews like that 4 weeks ago. Representative, you can open this government right now. You can open this government in 5 minutes. But you are refusing to do so. You, the Democrats, are using Americans' pain as your leverage. You're exploiting that fact that for so many, the dream of a comfortable golden age has been shattered. And the numbers don't lie. Only 58% of Americans believe their hard-earned savings will last through their retirement years. Inflation, market volatility, global economic threats, they've turned retirement planning into a high-stakes game of economic survival. But there's obviously a much better solution than shutting the government down, right? Well, enter Block Trust IRA's amazing Animus AI, a revolutionary crypto solution that's rewriting the rules of retirement investing. This isn't just another investment platform. It's a lifeline for families desperate to break free from future financial uncertainty. Since 2020, Animus AI has done what seemed impossible. They have outperformed Bitcoin by over 250%. I mean, we're talking about a technology that works tirelessly, analyzing thousands of market data points to detect opportunities no human trader could ever spot. And for the first time ever, it's now available to all of us, to ordinary Americans. So whether you're a truck driver, a teacher, a small business owner, or retiree, it doesn't matter. This is your chance to take control. And the best part is that Block Trust IRA combines the tax advantages of an IRA with the growth potential of crypto and the risk management of AI-powered trading platform. Gang, it's a perfect storm for your financial flourishing. This isn't just investing. This is generational wealth protection. That's why I'm a client of Block Trust IRA. I love them, and I know you will too. With $200 million in insurance coverage, military-grade security, and access to over 60 cryptocurrencies, Block Trust IRA offers more than just an investment. It offers peace of mind. We're standing at the crossroads of a financial revolution. The question isn't whether you can afford to invest differently. It's whether you can afford not to. Don't just survive retirement, thrive through it. Go to TurleyTalksCrypto.com right now. That's TurleyTalksCrypto.com and book a consultation with their crypto AI experts. Your family's future is waiting, and it's time to take control. Now, President Trump is, in point of fact, playing a very strategic leadership role in all of this. While he himself has not communicated with Schumer or Jeffries since before the shutdown began, instead delegating day-to-day management to Speaker Johnson and Senate Majority Leader John Thune, Trump is ratcheting up the pressure on Democrats more and more every single day and on multiple levels. So it's not just the federal workers unions, it's not just the banks, it is just this ongoing pressure cooker that Trump has amassed against the Democrats. So first, he's maintaining an extremely impressive unified Republican front by refusing to negotiate until Democrats agree to reopen the government without conditions, right? So from the very beginning, Trump predicted Democrats would ultimately suffer politically from this standoff. He knew that if passed as precedent, the party that is stubbornly holding out, making the demands, as we just saw with the Jake Tapper interview, that is the one that always ends up getting the blame. So Trump knew going into this that the Democrats were stepping on a rake here. They were only going to end up bludgeoning themselves and all of this. So his leadership has secured an extremely impressive unified front among Republicans. That's first. Second, the Trump administration is using the shutdown as an opportunity to reshape government operations. The administration has either paused or canceled tens of billions of dollars in federal funding, with the Department of Transportation in particular pausing $18 billion for New York City infrastructure projects, claiming they violated civil rights laws through DEI-based contracting. So Trump is hitting blue states hard in canceling or pausing all of these multi-billion dollar projects. And so this is meant to hurt, right? We're talking billions upon billions of dollars that were supposed to be poured into these local blue economies, gone, wiped out because of the shutdown. And in D.C., Trump's Office of Management Budget has slashed an additional 4,000 federal jobs since the shutdown began. So Trump is using this shutdown as an opportunity to further reshape government operations. And then third, Trump's White House is aggressively and very successfully framing the shutdown as entirely, completely, and absolutely caused by Democrat demands for $1.5 trillion in new spending, particularly for health care benefits for illegal migrants. That is absolutely killing the Democrats politically, no matter how much they might want to try to squirm their way out of that, no matter how much they might protest, that's not true. That accusation, which is 100% true, that accusation has hamstrung the Democrats from the very beginning of this shutdown. They just were never able to get out of the gate, precisely because everyone knows, including their shrinking supporters and their growing detractors, everyone knows that the Democrats are 100% on board with giving illegal migrants every protection and benefit on the planet. Everyone knows that. There's no way they squirm out of this one. They have clearly lost the messaging wars, and it's being reflected in their polling. Here's data analyst Harry Enten on CNN.
Starting with Republicans, how has the shutdown seemed to have affected their political standing?
Yeah, you might think, given that the Republicans are in charge of both the House and the Senate, that a government shutdown might actually hurt the Republican brand. But in fact, it hasn't. If anything, it's been helped a little bit. Take a look here, the shift in net popularity versus pre-shutdown. When we're looking at the Republican Party overall, that brand actually up 2 points. That's within the margin of error, but clearly it hasn't dropped. Come over to this side of the screen. Look at the net approval ratings for Republicans in Congress. It's actually up 5 points since pre-shutdown. So what we're seeing here is the Republican brand in Congress has actually improved somewhat compared to where we were pre-shutdown, despite the fact that Republicans control. And that's the math that John Thune and Mike Johnson are looking at is, well, hey, why should we give an electorally speaking when our brand has actually improved a little bit?
And the same goes for Trump. Trump's polls have actually gone up since the beginning of the shutdown. Again, that was from CNN. That was a report last week. Both Trump's approval and the GOP's approval have actually increased as a result of the shutdown. So what about the Dems?
So how do Democrats, how are they positioned right now?
Yeah, so, I mean, look, the general congressional ballot, which traditionally Democrats have done really well on, and if you look at this point back when Trump was president the first time around, Democrats were up 11 points. Look at where it is now. Democrats are ahead, but they're actually only up 3 points. This is, in fact, the worst position Democrats have been on in a generic ballot at this point in midterm when there was a Republican president in the last 20 years. And this is no different from pre-shutdown. So Republicans aren't losing on this metric either. They become more popular, and they're actually in a pretty good position for them historically when it comes to the generic congressional ballot.
This is a concerning number for Democrats, are you saying,
Congress? This is a concerning number for Democrats because it's considerably worse than they traditionally do in midterm elections when there's a Republican president.
Harry Etten, thank you very much.
Thank you, my friend.
So bottom line, this is the asymmetrical standoff here. Republicans have improved their poll numbers during the shutdown, all the while the Democrats are in the worst position they've been in 20 years. This coming from none other than CNN. And so the key here is that there is no political reason whatsoever for Republicans to cave. None. Zippo. Again, I've said this from the very beginning. You can go back to all of our videos 4 weeks ago. I've said from the very beginning that this is a completely asymmetrical shutdown, a standoff, as it were. Generally, you have one side that's holding out for what it wants, and you have the other side that's holding out for what it wants. The reason there's a shutdown is because both sides, that's key, both sides are trying to maneuver to get what they want out of this. What makes this shutdown so different is that President Trump actually gets everything he wants in the shutdown. Trump gets all the power and the authority that he could ever dream of getting over DC as a direct result of this shutdown. And that's, of course, because in the event of a shutdown, the Constitution requires the management of government shift over to the executive branch, particularly the OMB, the Office of Management and Budget, which just so happens to be overseen by none other than Russell Vogt, the chief architect of Project 2025, which is a blueprint to dismantle the administrative state. So Trump is getting absolutely everything he wants. That's why he's smiling every day, enjoying this. All the while, the Democrats get nothing. Not something, not a little bit. Nothing, because they're the ones who are holding out for what they want. So that's the asymmetry here. The Democrats are holding out for what they want, all the while Trump gets everything he wants in their holding out. So who do you think is going to blink first? I mean, it's obvious. And again, more and more institutional players are seeing that. Federal workers unions are seeing it. Banks are seeing it. The legacy media is seeing it. They're all recognizing that the walls are indeed closing in on the Democrats. So this government shutdown is over for all practical purposes. In many ways, it was over before it ever started. The Democrats thought they could leverage Americans' pain. All they were doing was guaranteeing their own inevitable political demise. If today's message resonated with you, you'll love Turley Walks, my free preview of the Courageous Patriot Club. More stories, more perspective, more community focused on faith, family, and freedom. And it's absolutely free. Go to turley.pub/turleywalks.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
In cybersecurity, speed is survival. SOC Radar is your early warning system, monitoring external threats to your company to spot risks before breaches. SOC Radar delivers proactive threat intelligence with actionable insights for holistic exposure management across attack surfaces, dark web, and brand protection. With automated detection, triage, and investigation, SOC Radar is your business's frontline defense. Start your free trial at socradar.io/podcast. That's socradar.io/podcast. Don't wait.